This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. The Vermont legislature wrapped up its 2015 session late on Saturday night. Lawmakers closed a $113 million budget gap, passed an education reform bill, and one that raises money for cleaning up the state's waterways. Well, joining us now for an end-of-session wrap-up is House Speaker Shap Smith. And Mr. Speaker, thanks for being with us.
Great to be here.
Now, there was some late-session drama with this revenue bill. It raises $30 million. Governor Peter Shulman didn't want a cap on itemized deductions, but that cap did pass, with charitable deductions and medical expenses being exempt. Are you happy with that compromise?
I think that the compromise worked out for everybody involved. I think we have to remember that at the beginning of this session, we had a general fund that was supported by $35 million worth of new revenue that the governor had proposed. This actually came in less than what the governor had originally proposed, and I think was a good compromise.
Well, a bill was passed for education reform, and that will institute penalties for school budget increases that exceed new caps, and it will create stronger inducements for smaller districts to merge with their neighbors. But, you know, historically, school reform has happened at a pretty slow rate. Will these incentives be enough to encourage district mergers, do you think?
I do think that as we move forward, people are going to start looking towards expanding school districts and merging with others. We're seeing it happen already. What's happening is that smaller schools are really struggling with the cost per pupil, and they're looking for partnerships that will allow them to continue to provide the kind of educational resources that kids in the 21st century need. And I think that this will help them do that.
And the water quality bill that was passed, that raises some $10 million. Is that really enough money given all the problems that have been plaguing Lake Champlain in recent years and other waterways too? And what can be done next year?
Well, this bill does a couple things. It enhances regulatory efforts to make sure that we're preventing pollution from getting into the rivers and lakes in the first place, working with agricultural interests as well as development interests. And what this money will do is it'll allow us to draw down federal money that the senators have been making available and allow us to put in place the things that we need to clean up the lake. It's a long-term solution. It's taken a long time to get to where we are. It's going to take a long time to clean it up.
Now, let's talk about this bill that was passed that removes the philosophical exemption that some parents use to avoid getting their children vaccinated. There were a lot of hearings on this. There was a lot of emotion on both sides. It took up a lot of time. And given the late-night session that had to be done on Saturday and a lot of the wrangling over the budget issues, do you kind of wish that more attention had been focused on other issues other than this philosophical exemption question? Although it is important, it wasn't dealing directly with money issues.
You know, there are 150 legislators in the House. There are 14 committees. We can focus on more than one thing. And, you know, the fact that we have one of the lowest vaccination rates in the country is of real concern. And I think it was an appropriate public health debate to have. As it turned out, it didn't prevent us from going home when we thought we would go home. And it didn't prevent us from focusing on other issues that were really important to the state of Vermont. Overall, I think this is one of the most productive sessions that I've been involved with since I've been Speaker.
Well, Mr. Speaker, given the compromises that were reached, it would seem that a lot did get done, even if it was done at the last minute. But Republicans are still saying that, especially when it comes to education reform, that the money that's going to be raised in the consolidation issue, it's not going to be enough to keep property taxes down. What's your response to that criticism?
I think this is, once again, a long-term issue. We need to slow the growth in spending, and given the fact that we have declining enrollment, I was really happy that we had a strong bipartisan vote on the education reform bill. We worked very closely with the Republicans that were in the Education Committee. So I think that when push comes to shove and when all is said and done, we got some really long-term changes that were necessary for the strengthening of our education system.
Now, I realize things just wrapped up. You're probably just getting your breath back, but what's on your agenda for the next session?
It's too early for me to even think about that. I do know that we left this session with less than we would have liked to have done on health care. that will be a priority. But for a little while, I think I'm going to go back to my other job and try to focus on that.
Can I get you to just talk a little bit more about healthcare? What would you have liked to seen done on that issue that didn't get done this time around?
I thought that the governor put together a pretty bold proposal on trying to strengthen the system, particularly where we underfund Medicaid and the payment of providers that help us with Medicaid patients. And that's a long-term challenge, not only here, but throughout the country. And if we don't address it at some point in time, it is going to be the undoing of our healthcare system. So while we didn't deal with it this year, we're going to have to deal with it in the next couple of years if we want to continue to have people have access to healthcare throughout the state of Vermont.
House Speaker Shep Smith, I want to thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks, Mitch.